In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the 60th chapter of the book of Isaiah begins where the 59 ends, telling the good news. It's all about the new humanity in the new Adam, the promised light. He is the promised Redeemer who brings the blessing promised to all nations. Let's give attention to God's word in Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59, verse 20 promised, a Redeemer will come to Zion. Isaiah 60 identifies who this Redeemer is. It's addressed to Zion, which represents the presence of God's holiness. God's presence is among his people. Yes, these are described as saints. They are not sinless, but God's holiness is given to them. God himself sanctifies them. That is why Isaiah 60 speaks of the coming of Zion's light, also identified as his glory. Clearly, the light for whom Zion is called to arise and by whom she is to shine is the promised Messiah Redeemer. This is how Jesus described himself in John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus announced, I am the light of the world. He went on to say, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Again, in John 9, verse 5, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Centuries before that, the prophet Isaiah wrote, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. This is exactly how Jesus identified himself. He is the light of the world, and this is bestowed upon Zion to shine on his behalf to the world. Jesus' presence in the world is through his presence with the ones who are sanctified. His presence makes them Zion, and as Zion, they reflect his glory. Brothers and sisters, we see in Isaiah 60, as in chapter 59, that the good news comes in the context of bad news. Isaiah 60, verse 2 says, that darkness shall cover the earth and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Darkness represents the sad news of ignorance. In the previous chapter, this applied to God's Old Testament people who became unfaithful and indifferent to the truth. They joined the world of darkness and lost their sense of light and truth. They lost their identity and calling to be a body that shines God's light in the world. This was because they lost their connection with their gracious Lord. Isaiah 59 began, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. The prophet Isaiah reported that the entire earth, all of humanity, is covered by thick darkness. That's why the light comes in the Redeemer for the world. The light of the gospel is all about the coming of the Redeemer to our world as the light of the world. The Gospel of John chapter 1 states, in him was life, and life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. the gospel goes on to say, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. This is very important for us to understand. As the blessed second person of the Holy Trinity, before coming to our humanity, Jesus was always in the world. He was its creator. Yet human sin and iniquities created a wall of separation with him. This separation immersed humanity in darkness and ignorance. This is very powerfully stated in the first chapter of the Apostle Paul's message to the Romans. About the result of this separation, he wrote, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." The Apostle Paul goes on to say, "Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie." Brothers and sisters, the darkness and evil ignorance that universally plague humanity today is nothing new. The same as 7 centuries before in the prophet Isaiah's time. The Apostle Paul described it in this way, "And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them." Yet, God does not give up on humanity. The Redeemer light of the world comes as the new Adam. He comes as Emmanuel, God with us. He comes to be present among his people, the spiritual Zion. The light of the world comes in the clearest possible way for people to recognize him. By joining our humanity, he takes on himself our human nature. Yes, the Gospel of John says, "The Word, that is God's very revelation of himself, became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side has made him known. Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the fulfillment of God's plan. The promised Redeemer light of the world was promised for the whole world. His blessing was promised to all families of the earth, to all nations. The glorious coming of Jesus was promised to do away with the thick darkness of sin that covers the whole earth over all nations. He overcomes the darkness by his light, so that the knowledge of the Lord covers the whole earth. Nations indeed come to the light of the world through his sanctified church, through Zion, which transmits the light of the gospel to all nations. Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.